from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. You can bank on up to 15 centimeters of new snow for Timmins, Cochrane, and Iroquois Falls overnight tomorrow. Not so much for Kapuskasing. Environment Canada meteorologist Gerald Cheng says Cap is not covered by the same advisory, so it can expect less snow to fall this weekend.
Weekend is really a time when people travel, and especially if you're traveling along the 101 or the 11, you do still have to be careful because you not only have to know what the weather is like in your area, but the destination as well.
The further south you travel, the worse it'll get. Kirkland Lake and North Bay are both under a snowfall warning for up to 20 centimeters of snow. Don't believe the rumor, Validus Power is not pulling out of Kapuskasing or Iroquois Falls. IF Mayor Tory DeLaurier heard the same rumor that the planned data processing center and renovated playground in his town were being scrapped before they're even built.
I did reach out to the president, Todd Short, and he reassured me that Iroquois Falls is going ahead as planned.
Short confirmed in writing to Country 93.1 News that the data center in Cap is also proceeding. U.S. President Joe Biden says his country has no more reliable ally than Canada, and he says Canada will always be able to count on the United States. Biden addressed a joint session of Parliament this afternoon during his first trip here since he was elected in 2020. Earlier today, Biden spent time meeting with Prime Minister Trudeau. Tonight, he attends a state dinner before heading back to Washington. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's playoff time for the Timmins Rock. They host the French River Rapids at 7 o'clock at the MAC. Note the time, 7 o'clock. In Game 1 of the East semifinal, Game 2, same time, same place, tomorrow night. It could be over for the Timmins U18 League tonight. The Porcupine Gold Kings lead the Iroquois Falls Stingers 3-2, headed into Game 6 tonight in the Falls. 45 ringette teams from across northern Ontario converge on Timmins next weekend to crown regional champions. Timmins Ringette Association President Chantal Miranda says Timmins will have an almost full contingent participating in the tournament.
All the age categories are represented except the U14s, which we don't have a team, unfortunately, but every other division will be represented.
Games are set for the Sportsplex, the MAC, and the Whitney Arena. Miranda hopes anyone interested in ringette comes out to see what it's like. Then on April 4th and 6th, the association holds Come Try Ringette events. Details are on its website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.